Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of 92 Pacific Boulevard by Debbie Maycomer, performed by Sandra Burr. To Jerry Childs and Cindy Lucarelli for making the dream of Cedar Cove Days a reality, and to the board members who worked so hard to make it possible, Gil and Kathy Michael, Dana Harmon and John Phillips, Jerry Harmon, Mary and Gary Johnson, Shannon Childs, and Ron Johnson. 1. Troy Davis had been with the Sheriff's Department in Cedar Cove for most of his working life. He knew this town, and he knew these people. He was one of them. 4 times now he'd been elected to the office of sheriff by an overwhelming majority. Sitting at his desk on this bleak January day, he let his mind wander as he sipped stale coffee. The department stuff was never good, no matter how recently it had been brewed. As he sat there, he thought about Sandy, his wife of more than 30 years. She died last year of complications related to MS. Her death had left a gaping hole in his life. He'd often discussed his cases with her and had come to appreciate her insights. She usually had opinions, carefully considered ones, on what led people to commit the crimes that brought them to his attention. Troy would have been interested in her views on one of his current cases. A couple of local teenagers had come upon skeletal remains in a cave not far from the road leading out of town. Partial results of the autopsy were finally in, but they raised more questions than they answered.